Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Tom Gallagher. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Summit Engineering. You will not want to miss what he talks about when it gets to water. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Pat Hickey, Liz McMenamin, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The 6th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue. And Par Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Tom Gallagher. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Summit Engineering Corporation. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Well, it's nice to be here, Sam.
Congratulations on 40 years in business. This means one thing. You are a true businessman because you have gone through many ups and downs.
Yes, numerous, numerous.
Just to give a little background, you've done projects in Elko, Ely, Reno, Las Vegas as well over the years. You currently have offices in Elko as well as Reno. And what I wanted to do, if you don't mind, is go back in time because we're going through this cycle right now all across Nevada, but particularly here in northern Nevada, where we've got a boom going on because of Tesla, Switch, Google, et cetera, all these other massive companies that have come here. They all need employees. We don't have the housing because of the recession. You saw this movie when you first started out in 1978 because the MGM Grand had just opened in Reno with 1,000 rooms. And even though now is 1,000 times bigger than what happened in 1978, it's the same story. There were people sleeping in tents, the construction workers sleeping in tents on the Truckee River. There were party phone lines because they didn't have enough phone lines. There weren't enough apartments. How did this resolve itself for people wondering how it's going to resolve itself?
Well, the main way that going from a boom to a bust resolves itself is they kind of mutually cancel each other out because all of a sudden you have lots of houses, lots of vacant lots, nobody living on the river. Well, the normal crew that lives on the river. And so it's just a cycle. And I'm sure we're going to go through it again.
All right, so let me ask you this, though, because the difference to me is that we have companies now that have located to northern Nevada, and a lot of them are also either locating or expanding in southern Nevada as well, that are not companies that are particularly prone to recessions. So data storage companies are not going to suddenly go away because there's a recession. Companies that deliver goods to the West Coast are not necessarily going to go out of business because there's a recession. So a lot of the people I'm talking to, including some pretty conservative people, are saying we're at the beginning of a 20-year boom cycle.
Well, with the difference in the kind of businesses and the difference in the diversity of the economy we have here now compared to what we had in 1978, is very amazing. I mean, I think it's good for the area. I think it's excellent for the area. If, I mean, you remember the 70s and 80s, gaming was the big deal. And it was all run by various people, and what those people said really, really stood out. I think it's good for the economy. I think there's a lot of problems both across Nevada in physical equity would be one that I think is a major concern.
And define that for me.
Well, all the big companies that are coming into Story County, they're all the employees are being housed, schooled, hospitaled, and everything else in Washoe County, Lyon County, some in Churchill County. So we're basically carrying the brunt of the load and not getting any positive fiscal result from that, except for the fact that we get to build lots of new schools and all the other facilities that are required to house all the people. I mean, everybody knows that just housing is a negative fiscal drain. And it's not any different here than it is up in Elko. You go to Elko, where do the miners live, and where are the mines located? The mines are located in Lander, Eureka, those kinds of places. There's some in Elko, sure, but they're the big ones are really located just outside Elko. But Elko houses, educates, and everything else, all the people. So I think that's going to be something that's going to drastically affect both those areas in northern Nevada.
All right, so how do you see that being resolved? And I'm going to play devil's advocate in a couple of minutes, but how do you see that playing out?
Well, I can play devil's advocate too, but I think maybe some kind of model of what Las Vegas did with the state when they did a fiscal balance across the state.
This is fair share you're talking about?
Yes. I think that the fair share statewide was one thing, but I think fair share with the areas that are the most drastically impacted is something else that should definitely be looked at.
Okay, now that really hurt Washoe County back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And maybe one of the reasons that Dina Titus didn't get to be governor.
One.
Okay, so let me give you the other side of the fiscal equity question, which if you talk to developers out in Story County, they will say to you that the payrolls that are coming out of Story County are producing a river of cash, and that money is flowing back through the economy and multiplying as all those people that they're employing are now spending that money buying homes, buying food, buying cars, all the rest of the things that they need. And so, in fact, those other areas are benefiting greatly from the amount of money that's coming through.
They are benefiting, but I think it has to be analyzed if they're benefiting to the degree that they would if it was like one area, if it was one county, assuming, you know, I know the territorial nature of people in Nevada very well, but I don't know. I don't know the solution to it. I mean, it takes for the smarter guys in Carson City and Washington, D.C. to figure all that out, I'm sure.
All right, let's take a break. More with Tom Gallagher when we come back.
Here's Nevada consumer advocate Madonna Long.
Question 3's electricity deregulation proposal would eliminate Nevada's authority to regulate and limit electric rates and take away other key consumer protections. States that have tried deregulation have higher rates than Nevada. 3 would also eliminate current consumer privacy protections and protections against hidden fees. It would even eliminate existing assistance programs for customers with disabilities. Please vote no on this costly deregulation proposal.
Dean Heller made a promise.
I'm telling you right now, I cannot support a piece of legislation that takes insurance away from hundreds of thousands of Nevadans.
But then Donald Trump threatened Dean Heller.
Look, he wants to remain a senator, doesn't he?
And then Dean Heller broke his promise.
Heller says he has changed his stance on the repeal.
He decided not to cross Trump.
Senator Dean Heller will vote to proceed. That is a complete 180.
Dean Heller broke his promise and caved to Donald Trump.
SMP is responsible for the content of this ad.
You tried to move on. You tried to put your life back together. Until one day, you see him. At the store, when you're leaving work. Somewhere you may never expect. The criminal who tore your life apart is walking free, but you may never know until you come face to face with him. It's time for equal rights. It's time for Question One.
Women and children, when facing fleeing an abusive relationship, shouldn't have to choose leaving their pet behind or leaving. And Noah's Animal House removes that barrier. And we are excited to have a facility in Las Vegas to serve Southern Nevada and Northern Nevada in Reno so that women and children can be right next door to their pets while they're on their road to recovery and safety.
Grab your toga and head inside Edge Nightclub for Noah's Animal House 2. Animal House has gone country this year with a live performance by country star Tyler Rich.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tom Gallagher, celebrating 40 years in business with Summit Engineering Corporation. He's the CEO. Let's talk about Elko, because for many years, the problem in Elko was, despite the fact that the mines were booming, nobody was willing, none of the banks were willing to lend people money for hotels, for housing. Has that changed now?
I think it's changed somewhat. We're getting more housing development that we're working on up there now. There's people looking at larger developments. Whether they come to fruition or not, I'm not sure. But the lenders were always afraid of the mining industry.
And the boom or bust?
Yeah. I've been.
Except we haven't had the bust in a long, long time.
No, but if you talk to the mines, they'll tell you they have a certain life. And I went to the grand opening of Newmont up there when I was 14, I think. And it had a 20-year life. And I am older than 34 now. And every time you talk to one of them, a mine, a new mine, that kind of stuff, they figure 20-year life. And I think that's something to do with their gold reserves and how the SEC looks at them and that type of thing. But I think the lenders are getting more used to the mining industry, and they're probably loosening up a little bit with what they'll do. But there are a lot of things involved with those mines that are being done in Elko, you know, big truck shops, big facilities. We're working on Round Mountain right now. It's going to start down here with Nevada Copper, which we've been working on for several years.
Right. Pumpkin
Hollow.
That
type of thing, yeah. So I think it's turned around somewhat, but it's definitely not what Reno is in the way of housing explosions and then implosions and that type of thing.
Right. And you know, according to EDON, you know, our need is 5,000 units a year for 10 years to be able to accommodate the growth, and I think that's probably conservative. Going back to what you were talking about with mining and the 20-year life cycle, certainly that's what the mines have to put out there in terms of reporting things to the SEC, because they can't be over exuberant with their numbers. But the reality has been that over and over again, they found ways to expand the mines and draw more out of them. And so the life of the mines in Elko County have been phenomenal by comparison with mining around the world because of the processes that they use.
Right. The technology is advancing very rapidly, and they're finding microscopic gold and deposits in other areas that they never really thought they would find anything. You know, there's some people that are saying there's a lot of gold and valuable minerals in the big flats across the state, the lithium stuff that's breaking loose now. And, you know, they're working on technology to be able to concentrate that in a lot more efficient manner. And that gets into groundwater and what you can do with the water, and it ends up the Mineral Commission and the State Engineer's Office, and can you pump the water out? Can you let it evaporate? What do you do with it? So the advancements in technology are really have an impact on what on the longevity of these mines. There's no question about it.
Well, the other thing, too, is, and I was just reading an article a couple of weeks ago, that the cost of producing silver and gold in the Silver State is way lower than it is around the rest of the world. And so with the price of gold as it currently sits, we're sitting really pretty in terms of a good return on investment for the mines with whatever money they're putting in.
Yes, very definitely. Very definitely. But they're always afraid of a drop in gold price, a drop, you know, what are they going to replace it with? You know, they're going to go back to the gold standard? I don't think so. $32 an ounce, that's we're a little different than that now. But it...
the cost of production is what's around 400 and something?
That's the last thing I've heard, and you really don't know if that's... I mean, it's not something you can go to a mine and say how much does it cost you to produce an ounce of gold.
Right.
Because you get numbers that will be like a shotgun blast. They're all over the place.
So what do you think Pumpkin Hollow is going to do for Yerington?
I think it's going to have a fairly major impact on it. As you know, the Nevada Copper acquired a bunch of land from the BLM in the whole thing, and we're currently down there working on testing and inspection in their deep shaft. And I think it's going to have an impact. I think it's going to have a positive impact. And some of the land that Pumpkin Hollow did acquire around the mine is going to be areas for expansion and that type of thing. I don't know if it'll ever boom into... I mean, there's other discoveries up there. There's other companies in Yerington that are looking and have big, big reserves. But I don't think it's going to take away from people wanting to live maybe here or there or whatever. I mean, it takes a long time to make a place that really needs a Walmart real bad.
Right.
So
let me ask you this. The last question, we've got about a minute left. It seems to me that water is going to be one of the biggest issues of a legislative session coming up. What is the biggest part of water that you think is going to be the discussion going forward this next year?
The lack of understanding of what water is actually here and how best to use that water. There's numerous over-appropriated basins according to archaic studies that were done in the 60s, and they're pretty much sticking to those. But now there are satellites up there, and there is science that proves that there is more water. There's different ways to use it. I mean, I've had people here looking at water projects from Israel that are saying, we don't have any groundwater in Israel. We do everything with desalinization. That's all the water we use. Why don't they use it here? Why don't they? Because a lot of these big playas are full of water, but it's a salty, it's a brine in it. But there are ways to get around that stuff. And I think the biggest problem with water is lack of understanding of what it is on all levels.
And it's very interesting that you're the first person to have brought up the science of water and understanding how much we actually have that I've heard, period. So thank you for doing that. It's a good jumping off point for other discussions. We'll have Pat Mulroy on here pretty soon, and I will be sure to bring that up with her.
Yeah, bring it up with her. I have.
I'm sure you have.
Yes,
Tom
I have.
Gallagher, congratulations on 40 years. That's an amazing time. Most businesses don't survive the first 6 months. 40 years, congratulations.
I was too stupid to quit.
Weren't we all? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
The 6th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue. And Par Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future.
We already know NV Energy is lying, but did you know NV Energy has been cheating too? NV Energy's own documents show it overcharged Nevadans by $346 million, even overcharging our schools, and then handed millions in bonuses to top executives, a scheme even the Public Utilities Commission called excessive. Now, NV Energy has launched a $30 million no-on-three scare campaign, all so they can continue to raise your rates. Lying, cheating, scheming. Imagine what else they have in store.
It's coming. California is coming to Nevada. And now, they want to take Nevada's Senate seat, too.
Californians are bankrolling Jackie Rosen's campaign, and she's going to pay them back. If California buys control of the Senate, you get socialized medicine, higher taxes, less liberty. California's not cheap, and it won't be cheap for taxpayers. Kick California out of this Senate race. Vote no on Jackie Rosen. NRSC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Pat Hickey is here, former Assemblyman and Executive Director of the Charter School Association of Nevada. Liz McMenamin is Vice President of Government Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada. And Sean Carey is a political commentator. And I'm going to start off with you because one of the new ads that has come out is this continuation of Nevada versus California. Mm-hmm. What do you make of this, sir?
Aside from the terrible sexism, aside from the fact that they say Nevada and not Nevada, and it really kind of strikes me as odd that, well, not odd, but it's very telling about what the NRSC is thinking about the Heller versus Rosen race, because they are hammering her and they're trying as hard as they can, because I feel that it's because their inner polling is saying that pack up your office, Dean, you're done.
Liz?
Well, I'll disclose that I have not heard the ad. However, I feel very strongly about the fact that California politics is... I'd hate to see it bleed over into Nevada. I don't know. The Heller and Rosen race is going to be a very tough one, and I understand that. I would hate to see us adopt some of the California ways in Nevada.
But would you like to see the economy, which is booming in California?
Actually, I would not like to have the taxes that people pay in California.
And that's
the economy
fair
may be booming.
Pat?
I haven't seen it either, but yeah, we're already.
Oh, you will,
because
they're spending lots of money.
Bleeding of profusely, you know, ballot initiatives like California has done somewhat disastrously have come to Nevada. I think that's a problem. We want to distinguish ourselves from California. I don't care to diss on it all the time, but Nevada is different. We differentiate ourselves by less regulations and lower taxes. Probably a lot of Nevadans would like to see it stay that way.
But Sean, by the same token, California is the eighth largest economy in the world. They're obviously doing something right. And yes, there has to be, I agree with you, Pat, as far as the government by initiatives, but that's because we have a legislature that refuses to pass anything because everybody signed pledges that they're not going to do anything, and they don't.
That may be the case, Sean, but there are reasons why the citizens in Nevada have a real strong will about what they want. They have in the past been a lot more independent mindset than the people in California, but we're seeing a lot of the people and businesses bleed into Nevada from California. Whether the economy is good or not, there are reasons why people are leaving California and moving to the state of Nevada, and I'd like to see them keep the mindset that Nevada has had when they move here, as opposed to bringing the mindset from California.
One of the interesting things about the yes-no on question three situation is that the Californians really messed it up, and prices went through the roof there. And so it's an interesting debate when so many people in Nevada have second homes, vacation homes in California, and they know what their electrical prices are.
And I'm going to just pipe in right there and say they really need to look to the state of Texas as to how they did it. Now, I have not made a decision one way personally myself, but the association is going to be supporting question three going forward. But the state of Texas did it right, and I think we need to learn from some of the states that has implemented a good process in their states.
And I would like to point out that both sides in the question three issue have bought advertising time on this program, so we want to be balanced here.
I guess my take on question three, because I also have not made a decision, but with all this, people need to understand when you talk about deregulation, these regulations are actually consumer protections. And so now...
And it's not deregulation, by the way. No. There will still be a PUC. There will still be regulations.
Absolutely.
But my
but you will have
being,
energy choice.
Is it
the
since the last election? All we've been doing is taking away all these consumer protections. You know, for cleaner water, for cleaner air, and this one is one that I think merits a little bit more research.
Okay, so we have three really intelligent people on this panel, and I'm excluding myself here. And so the fact that two of the three at this point have not made a decision on question three, what does that tell you, Pat?
It tells you that it's somewhat confusing. I join the ranks of not being certain about how I'm going to vote about it. But we've had a lot of information. I appreciated what the Gwynn Center did in outlining
both sides. They came out and
sides.
Said, yeah, they said, we've looked at both sides,
Well, the fact that both sides, and as disclosure, I'm a member of their board, but the fact that both sides sort of cherry-picked from them to make their points probably emphasized that there's good points on both sides and people ought to go about the business of making an informed decision.
All right, let's hold things, and we'll come back on the next show, and you will continue to be the pundits. All right, we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, Democratic Party National Committeeman Alex Goff joins us. We'll see you then.